Okay. All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the October 22nd meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Stoltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Welcome, everybody. We've got four items. I believe it's a total of five items left over from yesterday's calendar that we were unable to deal with because we ran out of time. So we're going to take those fairly swiftly this afternoon and then move to our scheduled time certain items. So would you please call 1079, and you want those two together, Commissioner Fish, or separately?
Sure.
1079, 1080?
1079, authorize a contract with HDR Engineering, Inc. to provide planning services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Facilities Plan Update, not to exceed $576,200. And 1080, authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Influent Pump Station Transformer Addition, project number E10669, for $562,000.
Okay. Mayor, Fish.
I'll tee these up and then turn over this packet. The Bureau of Environmental Services completed the current Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Facility Plan in 2010. Since then, the treatment plant has completed some significant improvements to treat the increased wet weather flows. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, is requiring us to update the 2010 facilities plan by December 30, 2016. The first item we'll take up is a budget request to complete the update of that plan. The second item that Scott will brief us on has to do with to authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Influent Pump Station Transformer Addition, blah, blah, blah. This ordinance authorizes a contract for a transformer addition project on a facility that pumps wastewater into the Columbia Boulevard Treatment Plant. Since this is a family program, I've kept the other details out. The program, this project will provide redundant electrical services to the pumping facility to ensure it can continue operating in the event of a power failure. Scott, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner. And Scott is mountain biking in Utah. So I'm Bill Ryan, Mayor, Commissioner.
Bill, shame on you for coming here posing as Scott Gibson. Bill Ryan, welcome.
Thank you. I sent him away because last time you said, tell Scott we miss him. Last time I filled in. So. I'm Chief Engineer of the Bureau, and with me today is Muriel Gesa Teufel. She is a senior engineer, she's a supervisor and project manager, and she will tell us about the facilities plan update.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a presentation on that ordinance. So the Columbia Boulevard Treatment Plant,
it's here anyway. I'm not sure if it's up on there, that screen.
Trying to get the next page, so. So the Columbia Boulevard Treatment Plant is the main wastewater treatment plant that the city owns and operates. It's located along Columbia Boulevard in North Portland.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. The treatment plant treats on average 60 to 80 million gallons of wastewater that is conveyed to the plant. But during wet weathers, it can treat up to 450 million gallons per day. This is a really big peaking factor from average flows to peak wet weather flows. For that reason, the treatment plant has a unique wet weather and dry weather treatment configuration. It has a primary treatment train and then a secondary treatment train. This is just a schematic, I won't go into details, illustrating the two different trains, so dry weather treatment and then wet weather treatment. In 2010, when we completed our last facilities plan, we looked at alternatives for expanding secondary treatment process. In 2011, that's when the city entered into a mutual agreement and order with DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality. The mutual agreement and order stipulated conditions that we had to comply to. There was a compliance schedule attached to it. The city has met all the requirements of the compliance schedule to date. Updating the facilities plan by 2016 is one of those requirements that we have to meet. Other requirements that we've met since the MAO was implemented in 2011 included large investments to capital facilities. So we've made improvements to secondary treatment at the cost of $16 million, and then we've made improvements to our primary treatment for wet weather flows, and that was about $5 million. So after the completion, The importance of the facilities plan is to lay out capital investments for the planning horizon. Typically, that's 20 years. This one will look at a 25-year horizon. The picture here shows the limit of the property currently owned by the city and reserved for the treatment process. So the property is within that yellow boundary. In 2010, before we entered into the MAO with DEQ, we looked at alternatives to expand secondary treatment, which is what DEQ is asking us to do, push more flow through secondary treatment as opposed to doing secondary and primary treatment during wet weather. So we looked at alternatives to do that, and the response was, or the outcome of that study was to add a lot of facilities across the railroad tracks here and North Portland Road. So the initial capital costs to do these improvements is significant because of the railroad crossing and the North Portland Road crossing, which you can see in that red box here. So really the objectives of a facilities plan is to develop alternatives and engage into that discussion with DEQ and the EPA to meet the Clean Water Act conditions. So as an outcome of the facilities plan is to recommend the long-term capital improvements. So when we completed the secondary process improvement in 2014, we started up that system. Then we initiated the process to write an RFP for consultant selection and, you know, starting the steps to meet our compliance schedule with DEQ. So we started an RFP, engaged into a selection process, and HDR was selected competitively. We received four proposals and interviewed three teams, and this the ordinance today is to initiate that contract. Here's the overview of the tasks we're asking the consultant to do. They'll do a regulatory review and analysis, which is focused on wet weather treatment and compliance for CSO plants and things that have changed since the MAO was put in place, and prepare a no feasible alternatives analysis, which is also a requirement from the MAO. It will look at evaluating the performance of the newly improved facilities. It will provide a basis of planning update for flows and loads projections based on population growth, aging facilities, and regulatory requirements in the future. So ultimately, we'll look at biological treatment expansion alternatives. Some other tasks include a master plan update. We will have public involvement, as always, and ultimately will lead to an updated facilities plan update to submit to DEQ with a no feasible alternatives analysis. There are some optional tasks included, which are sustainable return on investment evaluation that might help in differentiating some of the alternatives we will look at. Effluent hydraulics, mainly focused on how we operate our outfalls for the treatment plant, and then a traffic analysis might be needed as part of the master plan. So the base contract with HDR is just under $500,000, which is what we had budgeted. A typical facilities plan is about $1 million. That's the typical fee we have for our facilities plan. This one is a mid-year cycle, and it's $500,000. The optional tasks add $76,000, and then the total contract would be $576,200. The total budget for the effort is estimated at $731,000, and that includes the internal BS cost. And the submittal of the facilities plan is required by December 30th, 2016. That's a little less than 14 months from now. And delays in authorization of this contract will adversely affect compliance with the MAO, and we are hereby requesting an emergency ordinance for initiating this contract. After the facilities plan update, I wanted to give you a little outlook on what would come after this, because there are other requirements in the MAO. We would submit by December 30th, 2016. DEQ will then have 90 days to provide a response and tell us or let us know if we require expansion of the facilities, after which we would submit a schedule the next June, and expanded facilities would have to be operating by December 31st, 2021. So I will leave it here for the authorization request.
Okay, great. Thank you. Questions, anyone? Mr. Salzman?
I just had one question. Did you say that DEQ or EPA wants us to do secondary treatment only? Because I thought you had to do primary treatment before you got to secondary treatment.
Yes, we do. We always do primary treatment, but during peak wet weather flows, we split. We have an enhanced primary treatment process. So we have a normal, what we call dry weather primary treatment. When we get peak wet weather flows, those facilities are overwhelmed, so we go into an enhanced primary treatment, but it doesn't go through biological. Enhanced primary means we're using chemicals for increasing the settling.
And so the goal is to get all of that to secondary treatment. Is that?
That is what,
that's what you're
DEQ, looking at. Yeah. Yes, that's
what DEQ wants, and that's what we're looking at.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And to give perspective, in 2014, 89% of all the flows coming to the plant have been going through secondary treatment, and 11% have gone through that enhanced primary treatment process.
Other questions?
I just want to note, Muriel, you've taken a mind-numbingly complicated matter and you've reduced it to a five-minute presentation that even I can understand, even if I don't recognize the guy sitting next to you, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Thanks very much.
Samir, we'll go to the you want to take a vote on this and go to the second matter, or do you want to take the second matter and do two votes?
We can go ahead and take the second matter while you're here. So,
all right. At this time, I'm going to recognize players, Bill Ryan. And Bill, don't do that again, okay? Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, Muriel can probably fill us in more on the.
Yes, this for.
Oh, excuse me. The second is the second reading.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So we have an emergency under the first and a second reading. So I think we're done.
Yes.
Thank you both.
So no need for explanation on the second reading. So, okay. Thank you both very much. Is there any testimony on item 1079? If not, then we'll take a vote, please, on that emergency ordinance.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for an excellent presentation. It's good to see so many senior engineers in both Environmental Services and Water Bureau being women who are serving with distinction. Thank you. Aye.
I think this is another example of how busy, Council, your utilities are going to be in the next 5 years maintaining and upgrading our system. And we appreciate the support that you've given us in this endeavor. And thanks for an excellent presentation. Aye.
Holtzman.
Thanks for the presentation. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you. Aye. And 1080, please. Roll call.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Holtzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Thank you.